We've got Patreon. Finally. It's so long overdue and we finally got it. We need you to sign up. Do it. Do it.
For as little as £3 a month, you're going to get 48 hours early access to public episodes. And you're going to get a Patreon exclusive episode every Thursday. We're going to do specials. We're going to do loads, but it all depends on the support we get. So the more of you that sign up, the more content we're going to put out. Get involved.
We've been asked for ages and now we're in a position where we can finally do it and we're dead excited. Sign up so we can get rid of Liam's jacket. We'll get him a better one. It's awful, isn't it? It's so bad.
I like the jacket.
It's so bad. You sign up, we'll get him another one. And
yeah. Give us £3 a month so Liam can have decent clobber. Yeah.
It says a lot about you. Sign up, do it. We'd really appreciate the support. Links in the description, all that good stuff. You know where to find it.
Did you just not have a proper intro? Did you not go, hey, welcome to
Off
Your Chess Podcast?
No.
Just straight in.
Adam, you've been on it twice. Why are you only just asking us that?
It's had a rebrand.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's a rebrand.
Yeah. I mean, do you want us to start doing that?
Exactly the same. I don't know, I just thought it would be easier.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Off Your Chess Podcast with me, your host, Aaron Wood.
You know what I mean? You can just.
I mean, I was doing it and now you've interrupted.
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, sorry.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Off Your Chess Podcast.
Actually, yeah, it doesn't sound unprofessional. Let's just start talking.
So, what happened to your foot? So, I've got a broken foot. My foot's broken. No.
Right.
Kind of.
So, go on. You've injured your
foot.
You want
to see it?
You cried about it on social media. I didn't want to see it again. I've seen it before.
Yeah,
just fucking...
It's very swollen.
You're so keen to get your foot out, but it doesn't look that swollen to me.
The front of it is.
It wouldn't. You've got a double club foot. Yeah, it wouldn't look swollen to you.
I sprained my ankle on my stag do, and one of my mates balked when he saw my okay foot. the sprained one looked normal because it was that swollen at the ankle, and he saw my normal foot and was going...
Tough. You need to go to hospital, lads.
Giving me foot CPR. Oh,
there's got to be... I'll set my foot down. There's got to be...
he's got to keep it elevated.
Above the hip. There's got to be a sketch out there where someone's like goes in for plastic surgery or something for like a nose or like that's a bit fucked, but they're so ugly everywhere else. He just starts guessing
what it is they want to do.
And like, super offended. Yeah, I love the idea that you go in with your foot issues and the doctor's like, "Fucking hell, what happened?" You're like, "No, it's actually the left foot."
it was upsetting. What happened to yours?
Guess. It's a guess what happened to my foot.
You told us. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough, then.
Yeah. So you were sparring with someone?
Yeah. I was...
You've got to act like we didn't restart the podcast, Adam.
Not because you forgot to turn the cameras on.
So just rewind
it. The one
it.
Time that I'm hobbling around the studio and I can't do anything and the cameras didn't get put on.
What did he say to me? He told me to sit down, didn't he? And he said he'd do it.
Why did I say that, despite being injured?
You said it.
But why did I say it?
What?
Why did I say it?
Because I can't be trusted. And it turns out, neither can you. So act now,
Adam. I have an excuse. I've got a foot that's...
And I've got two of them, mate. Welcome to the fucking dodgy foot club. There's another word I wanted to use, but it's not a public episode and I can't say it.
Dodgy foot club?
The dodgy foot club, yeah.
All right.
Welcome.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. I'm only going to be here for about 6 to 8 weeks, I've heard. So
yeah.
Then you get to leave.
I get to walk out normally.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Enjoy queuing for roller coasters, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that.
For the two times a year I go to Alton Towers, I think it's not worth it.
I'd take a lifetime of foot trauma just to not
would
have to queue on the roller.
Would you, though? Because I've seen you walk and it's disappointing.
What do you mean it's disappointing? I mean, a review of how I walk, that's pretty cutting.
Have you ever seen him walk? I reckon, despite the size differential, I reckon you're still so much faster than him without trying.
Faster?
He said fatter then, though.
He did say fatter.
Yeah, he did. Are you on drugs?
Maybe. Paracetamol, ibuprofen. Yeah. I've got a sort of foot.
Hard stuff.
anyway, become an athlete is the point I'm making. Become an athlete. And I was rolling, and to use the proper term.
That's what they say,
That's what the Brazilians say.
The Brazilians.
they say that. They say rolling. And I got taken down, and my foot stayed where it was. So I was on the floor, and my foot wasn't.
Yeah.
And it got bent in a way that was less than ideal.
Did you shriek?
Oh,
I love the idea of that. Everyone's rolling. It's all masculine fucking testosterone. And Aaron's like,
I mean, it wasn't quite like that. I like to think it was a slightly, it was a decibel higher, first of all. and the treble was just a little, it was a bit more bassy.
It's when Tom's mum sees Jerry. Gets up on the chair.
So I think of who they were. Yeah, I just, it felt like.
Look how you said his mum. She's a woman. He's a cat.
Oh yeah. Well, cat mum.
Cat mum. Yeah. Probably got an Instagram page. What a loser. Yeah. But yeah, it felt like the whole gym just stopped because they heard like the pop. It was horrible, you know.
They heard the pop and they heard the scream.
No, genuinely, like they properly like crunched. Made it was noise, fucked, yeah. And Will came over the coach right away and he was like, "What have you done? Like, what hurts?" And I genuinely said, "I don't know," because nothing hurt for about a minute. And then like it was just agony after that. Like I was looking at my foot and I was like, it's not hanging off. It's like I was looking at my knee, everything sort of seemed like nothing had swollen yet, obviously. And he said, What happened? What's hurt? And I was looking at my leg like, I don't know. Something's gone wrong, but I don't know what it is. And then slowly it just the pain started creeping out. I was like, yeah, it's my foot that's fucked. And yeah, it was a real bad day for old Woody there.
I heard that a lot of pain is like in your head. Like you
No, it was my foot.
I mean, like, you focus on...
You're back,
innit? That's for physical contact.
Hell, it's like me uncle at Christmas, though. But he's had a few, and he's like, hey, yeah, fucking nice one, David. Stay in the other room, will you?
Stay in the other room, like, you're in your bedroom. Away from the family.
Who bought him the whiskey? We said no drugs, no alcohol.
Can you get off me Switch? Like, I want to play... Like those games, they were mine, technically.
The Switch has only been out for a certain number of years as well. So I love the idea that it was just gone. He's still hiding in his room. I'm trying to play Mario Kart, will you just fuck off?
Pissed uncle walks in.
Hey, you're still doing your comedy. You're still doing your jokes. Yeah. Oh, funny. I'm going to come to one of them and heckle you. Yeah.
Anyway. That's going to be the worst one, isn't it? When family are like, oh, come to your show. Oh, yeah, I'll heckle you.
Yeah. You've like, got your kids taken off you.
And I'll let everyone in this room know some personal shit about you that I've been keeping hidden under me.
Under your mattress.
I'm going to tell you I was just molested, basically.
Yeah. Oh, taxi for the comedian, is it? Yeah. Why don't you tell everyone why you're not allowed to see your kids? Yeah. He's just staring, just like going on him massively.
They say I'm going to heckle you. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to tell everyone you molested me. Regardless of whether you did or not,
just it's worth just killing the room just to make
absolutely.
The,
I will kill this gig stone dead if it means you'll never. I found a hat this for a little
fundraiser at the end.
I'll take that. Imagine actually getting heckled by family.
I thought you were going to say molested then.
Getting molested by family members, though. Imagine getting heckled by them. That would really.
Have you seen Eric Rushton's special?
No,
he has to kick
heckled?
His brother out.
Fuck off, really?
Genuinely,
yeah.
Brother's
on the special.
Front row, yeah, and he has to kick him out of the... And his brother, like, I hope Eric doesn't mind me saying this, I've spoke to him since about it and, like...
Put the special out, so...
Yeah, he put the special out, but his brother's very different to Eric. And one of them that just didn't get what was happening and the gravity of it. Like, he sold out his hometown club to film a special, and his brother brought his mate, and they both just got pissed on the front row. And within about 15 minutes of the special starting, he had to get rid of him. And Eric was like, the whole time, he was like, people are going to think that's a plant now. And it's the worst part of it. He was like, no, this is just my life. This is just what I've got. But like, people are going to go, oh, it's his brother. He's obviously put him there. As if any of this would be worth it.
Yeah,
shout out to him for like,
that's why I messaged him, man. Because I don't think I'd have been able to handle it as well as he did without like having such rage.
Well, I mean, not to fucking guess what his family dynamic is like, but I'm sure like the behaviour like that's not just learnt overnight, is it? It's something that you manage like long term.
Tough Christmas. I messaged Eric and his special got released like 4 months after it was recorded, like classically. That's what
spent much 4 months trying to figure out how to cut that.
Yeah. But also, he said he's not seen his brother since that night.
So
it's going to be a ropey Christmas this year.
Yeah, his brother's waiting for an apology from him.
Yeah.
He thinks he was the...
Yeah, that's it. He was the one that was fucking...
fucking kicked me out. I was having a laugh.
Yeah, just joking. Yeah. Can't take a joke, you're a comedian.
Have you ever had family members come to a gig?
Yeah. Doing worse, they could have fucked him.
Yeah, and it is always annoying. Not because I don't want them there, but just because they always insist on telling me that they're going to be there and where they're going to be sat. And then it's like beforehand, they're like, oh, you're getting nervous. And it's like, this would be much better if you just...
died.
you just didn't tell me that you were here. Just come to the gig and then afterwards say fine. But when I know you're there from the start, and you're saying, oh, do you still get nervous? I'm like, no, but a little bit now, you're fucking here.
Because if this goes terribly, I've got to remember this forever. This is why I've like for the first 2 years I didn't let anyone I knew come to see me. Because I'm like, it's just not like if it goes badly, then it just stays in the room. But like if you've got your mates from working. fucking hell. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I talked about it on the last one. Didn't
I was so unpopular in my jobs that I never had any work friends who wanted to come see me anyway. So now we
I feel like that's by design. I think you've done that on purpose.
Yeah, I was kind of like pushing people away so that they wouldn't come and see me. But I don't
it's my Switch. Fuck off. He's just playing it alone in the staff room. He leaves another controller out just so that they can touch it and he can shout at them.
So he pretends as well. Like when you like when your friends pretend to plug the pad in for your little brother, he's like, yeah, you're doing a great job. You're in third now. Fucking loser.
We're playing Zelda.
I've hurt my foot and I'm very sad about it. I had to go to A&E last night. That's a sad situation. That I was only in there for like an hour though.
That's pretty. Yeah, I was surprised to be fair, because I messaged him as soon as I saw that he'd hurt himself, and I was like,
"Thanks, by the way." Appreciate
you. Trying to be a good mate. Yeah. Also, like trying to get off recording this today didn't work. Ah, well.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Happy to be here.
Sorry, I turned up.
Thanks for coming.
That's an insane thing to say to the guests.
That's really good.
I just wanted to make sure you were all right. I wanted to make sure you were all right and see what was going on. And you got back to me so quickly for the time that you got to A&E. How did you get fast tracked? Did you have to lay
off? I bought the little £5 gold membership.
NHS Gold. Yeah. Hey, don't, because that's coming, isn't it?
Oh, mate, imagine.
Cost more than £5.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, wow. Fast track for the Aussie. Fuck you, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You would buy it, but
fucking
like.
In Disney World, they call it Genie Plus. Do you reckon they'll have like some sort of like fucking fun name for the hospital?
Of course. Like Ward Plus or something like that, yeah. I'd pay for it, but then whatever was wrong with me, I'd make it a little bit worse to make sure I got more treatment from them.
Yeah,
out of them.
You
want to
get your money?
I want to get your money. I've got a slightly broken arm. Right, I'm going to completely break it. So they have to set it in cast.
What if
it,
like they worked on like
a club foot, but I've only got one. Yeah, I'm just milking it.
Whoa! I love the idea as well that when you get to the front of the queue, they just like cross off like, okay, this is your CAT scan. You've done that one for the day. You're not allowed to come back.
They
have one treatment for each ring.
It's the iron lung for you, Mr. Yeah, yeah.
That's all he's got left.
That sounds like a great ride at Alton Towers. The iron lung. That sounds sick, doesn't it? You'd go on that.
Lying flat, but you'd be like on a. That'd be great. Yeah. That poor guy who was in an iron lung his entire fucking life died recently.
Mental,
didn't he? God, I cannot even imagine mentally how you would be able to live for that long living in an iron lung. Like, fair play to him.
The claustrophobia is just insane.
It's not even that. My needs are so basic. When I see anyone that has sort of like, you know, a lack of motility, I just think. What about the wanking? What about your dick? I go instantly to
what
that.
What happens to my dick?
Yeah, like, I'm just so driven.
Yeah. I'll be honest, mate. I think if you've got an iron lung and you barely survive it,
I'd still want to come every day, Aaron.
Yeah.
And how's that happening?
What's an iron lung do? Does it just make you breathe? It can't wank you off as well.
So I think
there's no feature. That's in the
Iron Lung 6 Plus.
Yeah. That's the DLC.
That's the software.
They just delayed bringing it out, so you have to pay more.
Yeah.
Like I think the way it works in Iron Lung, it's like about pressure differentials. So I've got a degree and I use big words to make it sound like I know what I'm talking about, but I don't. There's like it's pressurized, so it stimulates your lungs to move. Because of pressure changes, so it breathes for you.
Right.
He's essentially in a giant fleshlight, though.
Yeah, and he can't be near enough. Yeah, maybe he's coming all of that. Maybe it's torture.
It's constant.
It's non-stop.
Do you know when you've got like a fucking... You know when you wake up with that morning erection and nothing's getting done about it? You've got to get on with your day. Like, just that anguish of like, I wish I had time to just sort it. Am I alone with that, by the way?
No, I get morning glory.
I'm still thinking of the iron lung situation.
Do you reckon, like, at some point, in our lifetime, you'll be able to like customize it? So, like, if it is like a fleshlight, you can buy them for like different porn stars. Can I have the Riley Reid iron lung there?
Yeah.
It's like just slightly different shape as you go in.
Yeah, it
feels a little bit different.
Yeah, there's got to be fleshlights which are already modelled after famous porn stars' vaginas.
Yeah, there are. Yeah,
it's
got to
be. So, an iron lung would be fine.
Yeah. I like how the whole thing, the gravitas of that fella dying was he was the last person in an iron lung. They don't exist anymore. They're not needed anymore.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they're not needed, why was he still in it?
Because he was that fucking old.
Yeah.
And he'd been in it for so long. He needed it at that point. I think what it is, it's because it's...
Yeah, if
it's
you took him out of that, you know that bit in, is it Raiders of the Lost Ark where the guy touches the wrong cuff and he just immediately goes old. That's what happens to him if you take him out of that iron lung.
But he'd finally come.
Yeah,
he was.
That's the important thing.
And it'd be the last thing he ever did.
Yeah.
Hey, if that was the last thing I ever did on this earth, I'd be a happy.
How soon after the jizzing, though, do you want to die?
Immediately.
Imagine dying
No, like,
Oh, blue balls by life. Yeah. Oh, by death.
That's the worst death.
That would be horrible.
The worst death and the perfect death are literally seconds apart from each other. Mm.
I'd be in heaven. I don't know if it's the perfect human death. Saying just 5 seconds later.
Finish me off.
Yeah, yeah.
But like you do, like there is that element of like you do want to finish it. If the second you jits, you just die. That's not. There's no. The fun isn't there. You've got to have a few seconds because you can, the sensation is a few sessions. Few seconds.
You okay?
No. Few sections.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Go on, a few sessions.
Been having too many Brazilian sessions. a few seconds after the jism. You know what I mean? Mm. So you don't want to die immediately after jizzing.
No, I disagree.
Immediately, like during.
You want to die as soon as it's done because then the shame doesn't set in. You just boom, done. You know, sometimes you have
that
shame.
You always feel shame after you have an orgasm.
Not always, but sometimes. Oh, man. Yeah.
God. Yeah, I just come free and be happy.
I'm so driven by it, though. Right. Like, I feel like I've just got to fucking jizz all the
time. Does your day revolve around you jizzing?
I wouldn't say so much my day. I'd say my reason for living. Yeah. To be honest, if any freak accident took my dick from me, I'm dead. Why should I live anymore? I'm sorry if it's a sensitive subject for people with no dicks.
All right, what if you can't jizz, but you... Oh, sorry, you can't have an orgasm, but you
can
still
women.
Jizz.
I'm not as binary as you are in my thinking. Right. I stick to my comments. I said people without dicks.
Okay.
What were you asking then? Sorry.
Can't remember now.
Before Aaron was being a bigot.
No, where was that?
But I'm so like, yeah, it's at the forefront of my mind all the time. Not right now.
Dicks are at the forefront of your mind.
My dick is. I'm so like driven by it. Yeah, it is quite concerning to me. I think without that, I'd have no meaning.
Well, what if you couldn't have an orgasm, but you could still come, meaning you could still have kids? Would you carry on and have kids, or would you be like, no, if I can't have an orgasm, it's not worth it. No kids.
That's like saying you can buy ice cream, but you can't eat it.
You can only eat the cone.
you're giving me the worst part. Yeah, yeah. The worst part of sex, kill me now. Like, I don't want kids at all, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I want to just dump loads. I'm thinking about, I want to get the snip, just so I can just dump loads.
So your missus doesn't have to be on birth control, you mean?
She's not on birth control, so it's condoms that we use. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's crazy as well to me, that women, like, it's quite common that women will take the pill for, like, years. Like, you're altering your hormones for, like, decades just because a man told you to. Fucking wrap it up, lads. Think of the women out there. Would you take a pill? Yeah, to be fair, I probably would.
Would you take a pill if there were mad side effects like there is with birth control?
No,
I take a pill to keep my hairline. I'm not fucking anything to not have a shit kid in my life.
You're literally killing your dick to prioritize. Yeah,
prioritizing my hairline more than my bloodline.
Yeah, I wrote a bit when I went on pills to save my head. I wrote a bit about it, but Jim Jefferies wrote the exact same thing. But it's so real, man. Like you've got two options. You can either not have the pills and be bald and no one wants to fuck you, or you can go on the pills, have hair, and can't fuck anyone.
Yeah.
That's literally your reality.
Yeah.
But my dick's sound, bro. Fucking smash it.
Good on you.
Yeah. The inflection in your voice didn't like my match the confidence. Yeah,
my dick is solid. Oh, mate, to be fair, Joe, you've talked about athlete dick like in depth on here.
Athlete's dick?
Athlete dick.
Oh, sports dick. Yeah, sports when it shrinks when you do an exercise.
not like skin coming off your cock.
Like, we did a bit about it, and it was like, do you know when someone does a stand-up bit, and you're like, they're speaking to me, but then I was a bit too full on with him afterwards. So going, oh, mate, that bit, like, I'm probably related to it. And he was probably like, yeah,
about your cock.
Your cock being dead small when you run. That's me, that lad.
There's some big girl stood behind you and he wants to talk to him, but you're in the way, and Pete's like,
come on.
Honestly, you want to hear about this?
People get things tattooed on them that mean things to them.
I can do you one better than that. Have you ever had injury dick? Because my cock disappeared yesterday.
Whoa. When you hit before?
Beth helped me into the shower because I literally couldn't do anything yesterday. Like, it was so fucked. And like, to get into the shower, I had to step up. So I was either, my dodgy foot was either outside of the shower or in, but either way, it was fully weight bearing. So she had to like help me into the shower. As she's helping me in, she looked down and went, where's your cock gone? I nearly threw her through the fucking back panel.
That's the worst thing she could ever say to you.
I was like, what are you on about? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? I'm already hurting. But I looked out and it had gone, to be fair. It was gone. gone. It was like the last bit. Do you know you've had three pieces of a Kinder Bueno and you've got that little tiny bit? And like, oh, mate, it disappeared. A&E dick, yeah. It was fucked, man. I had no dick left. And I got in the shower and I was like fully trying to wake it up and it was just like, no. All the blood went from my cocks and my foot.
Yeah, that's why it's so small.
Yeah, it's still there.
You've got an erect foot.
That's funny, isn't it? The idea that when someone gets back from the hospital, you're helping them and you're just like, what happened to your dick? You're like, how many messing? I'm really scared. What's happened to your dick? That would be a terrifying thing to hear if you just got back from the hospital. If you were put under as well, you know, if you had like a kidney out or something like that. So it's like, what happened to your dick?
When you'd you wake up.
You look down and half is missing. You're like, no! I never should have got the fast pass.
I've never had an injury, dick. I've never injured it in any way.
It was bad, man. It was really bad.
Have you been punched in it?
Punched in the dick?
Like hitting the dick?
Quite a lot in jiu-jitsu, to be honest, because like you're just fucking scrambling
a
lot.
It's a good technique.
I dropped a jug into my dick the other day. I dropped a jug, a glass jug. I dropped it and I quickly went like that to grab it. And as I caught it and like pushed it onto my knob. And
why were you fucking a pirate?
And it was full of Vaseline. It was weird. I don't know how that happened. No, I just. It was Pyrex as well.
And a picture of Riley Reid in the end of it.
But yeah, just fucking he's cracked me cock
like
and bollocks with it.
He's full of lip.
You never fucked a Pyrex jug full of Vaseline.
No. Just lovely idea of you put a microwave in it for a little minute. Dishwasher safe. Nah, don't put it in. Don't put it in.
It needs to be human temperature. I'm going to heat this up.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
fuck a dead body. Do you know what I mean?
That's a baggy dish as well.
I didn't actually fuck it. I just hit me knob with it was the point I was making.
Fucking, I thought you were serious and not doing a bit that I wasn't going along with. But no, carry on. You're always
What is this?
Fun.
What is this here?
Sorry for trying to, you know, flesh it out. That's the wrong word.
Fleshlight it out.
Fleshlight it out. Sorry, you were saying.
Yeah, did you have a bruise?
Be serious now.
No, I don't.
Hey, be serious.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, fucking uncle.
By the end of it, I'm just punching him in the face. Be serious!
I don't know why I made a big point, because I was literally done. I had just hit me knob.
Did you have a bruise or anything like that?
I just hit me balls really hard.
Oh, your balls.
Yeah, so you asked dick. To be honest, I don't think it hurts much when you get your dick hit. It's the balls, isn't it? It's the balls. Like, when you get hit in the balls, that's like...
Do you know how sometimes people, like, if you like episode of Friends when Phoebe gets sick and she's like, she has a sexy voice. Yeah. And like, you, do you reckon if you got hit in the sticky shoes, do you reckon if you got hit in the dick and it's swollen up, you'd be like gutted when it went back to normal? Like, you're constantly like just attacking
like
your dick.
Yeah. Hey, I've got bee sting dick.
You're the opposite of what Beth said. Beck's like, fucking hell, why is your dick so there?
Yeah, I'm going out to fuck another bee's nest. So it can stay 7 inches erect. For you, darling. I'm doing this for you, for us.
That sounds like a jackass stunt, that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Steve O'Pun has probably
done it.
I would not be surprised. Yeah,
they've probably done it. They'll have definitely done something with bees, whether it's with the cock, who knows.
What's the most exotic object you fucked?
Your mum.
Well, I'd put some respect on it. Jesus.
I love Sue. A little too much.
Go on, give me a serious answer.
She's also not that exotic. She's just from like...
She's from Wallasey.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
from
Brutal.
That's going to be exotic if you never leave Liverpool, I guess. You've lived in London all your life. Ooh, a girl from Brutal. A whole bus to see her.
What, the whole bus is going to see her?
Yeah, the whole bus. We're all singing songs like it's
Let's
the football.
Let's see why they call them a one.
Oh, when Shark the boys go, man. I don't know what football people sing, but, you know, stuff like that.
That must be the proudest moment. I'm not a footy. Are you a footy guy? Neither are we. Speaking on your behalf, I know you're not. That must be the proudest moment for a footy fan is starting a chant.
Imagine
I would love to be involved
creating
in
a song.
Songs.
You just think of a song and it gets picked up.
I would like that. I love the excitement of being like sort of in like a big crowd, like whether it be at a gig or whatever and stuff. But I'd love to have a little sing song.
It would be worse than bombing though if it doesn't catch, wouldn't it? If you're alone belting it and no one's singing
along. Well, you just got to keep going and then eventually someone's going to join
it. Oh, I don't know. Don't you think
90 minutes in, just like you're exhausted.
Yeah, exactly. You're still singing and everyone's left stays in. You've gone home. Game's over.
I'd misjudge it. I'd misjudge it. I wouldn't even do like, I've just been to see Sister Act. I wouldn't even do like, I'm in the state in the cop, like, I will follow him. Yeah. Follow him wherever he may go.
On the wing. Oh, just like throw a football reference in there.
You know the way after a theatre show, people go to the bar that's in the theatre and hang around. You could get a chance started there after the show, I reckon. Because people would be a little bit pissed, a little bit happy about
the
show.
Well, people did it in like in nightclubs. As soon as the fucking like the lights go on, everyone starts chanting when the music gets cut off and stuff. Were you ever in a nightclub till closing time?
Yeah, of course I was. Yeah, so what about me dozen screen pie?
You are bastard.
You are face bastard.
But yeah, everyone was fucking. What was that song that was? Fuck it, I don't know. I can't remember.
Mr. Brightside.
No, it was like
I hated that one. Yeah.
Fuck,
I liked it the time. I liked it the first few times, and now it's ruined for me.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like this opening chords, and then it's, you know what I mean?
I was on a boat in in Florida. There was like our taxi had a boat from like the theme park to the hotel, and we were on the late night boat. They were playing that, and there was these pissed Americans doing it, and my missus started joining in, and she was having a whale of a time, but I was like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to control you, but I've never been more unattracted to you in my life. You are everything that I hate about people right now, but you do you. You do you. You have fun.
And I insisted he didn't do those vows on his wedding day, but he did it.
And then afterwards, like, one of the American guys was like, who else was singing? I heard a girl and she was singing her heart out. And I was looking at her like, don't you fucking.
Yeah.
Don't you dare have fun.
Yeah.
Not around me.
I was very self-aware. I was going to it. I know that you were having a good time. I'm not mad at you.
Oh, that's
I'm mad
fine
at the
then.
Situation.
That's fine then.
I'm mad at the version of you that I've seen tonight.
Not mad at you as a whole. I'm mad at the person I thought you were, and now I've discovered you are not.
Yeah, now I've been disappointed by
it. The guy was going like, when he was saying, look, who was it singing the heart out? He was like, everyone's acting like they're too cool. And I was thinking, I am too cool. I wasn't acting. I am too cool to be singing with you and your gimpy mates.
Mustard sweater.
Yeah. Jogs and Crocs.
I'm wearing a mustard sweater and I'm still too cool to sing along with you, sir.
Sure, so that doesn't mean that I'm cool. It just means you're that much of a fucking gimp.
As much as you hate Americans, though, not you personally, but just like British people in general, as much as you hate them, does part of you not feel like, you know, like you'd love a bit of their enthusiasm for life sometimes? Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I went to the Andrew Schultz gig, and they made a big point of, I think it was Mark Gagnon, who was his final support act, and he said, like, obviously we know in the UK, you guys just like to fucking chill and clap, but you're about to be in the presence of one of the greatest living comedians today. When he comes out here, you're going to be
on Bill Cosby?
Your feet. Yeah, mental. When he comes out, you're going to be on your feet, you're going to go wild, you're going to go crazy, and you're going to bring the fucking house down for Andrew Schultz. And he came out, and everyone got up on their feet, and the vibes were great.
Oh, wow.
But that was only because he'd G'd you up so well.
Yeah.
And because he was American about it, do you know what I mean? Like, he'd really sort of brought it out in you. If Michael McIntyre came out, fantastic.
Yeah. Well, it's the accent as well. If that little, you know, riling up thing, if that was in like a Brummie accent, it just wouldn't hit the same, would it?
One of the greatest living comedians.
These put friends together for one of the greatest living comedians ever to have lived. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jasper Kerrott. It just doesn't really, you know what I mean? You can't imagine the people.
Fuck! Golden balls! Golden balls!
You're about to be in the presence of one of the greatest living comedians in the county of Durham.
I couldn't think of another Brummie.
You're going to be in the presence of one of the top 15 comedians in the West Midlands over 40s category.
What was that show we did with that other guy? And they were detectives or something.
I've no idea. I only knew him for Golden Balls. I didn't even know he was a comedian until fairly recently.
I knew him from something before Golden Balls.
Same. I saw him on Golden Balls. Oh, he's a presenter.
I used to fucking hate him as well.
Do you know who his daughter is? Dawn from The Office.
Yeah.
The English one.
Yeah.
British one.
I've genuinely not seen it.
You're not seeing it?
No.
She's in Shaun of the Dead.
What's
as well.
Her name? Is she called like Stacey Carrot?
Yeah, that blew me mind as well. Carrot must be a stage name. Like, I thought that was his actual name.
Is it?
Yeah, well, it's got to be.
I don't know. There's some fucking mental names out there.
Well, Jasper's a mad one, isn't it?
Yeah.
We found out one of our trainee teachers' first name was Jasper.
Oh, really?
And he got called Jaspie for the rest of the school year.
Robert Norman Davis. That's worse.
It sounds like an 80s synth artist, doesn't it?
He looks like Voldemort massively in this photo. Let me zoom in and show you.
Hold on, we've proper digressed. What's the weirdest object you fucked?
Jasper Carrot.
With a carrot. That's why he changed his name. Because Adam fucked him with a carrot.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I ever tell you?
I'll show you some golden balls.
Did I ever tell you the story about the carrot when I was in uni? One of my housemates.
Is that how you refer to it? The carrot.
The carrot. There was one of my mates in uni. He was making like comments about wanting to try putting stuff up his ass, like exploring that. But he was
told me this.
I think I've told you this. Yeah, he was just making it in passing a lot of the comments. But we'd like pool our money together, do the food shop together, cook together. And a couple times I caught him in Tesco, like with like a fucking. What's the cucumber? Courgette. Like a courgette in one hand, a carrot in the other, like weighing them up, the big ones. But then he'd catch me looking and he'd smile and he'd put them down and I was like, it's a bit. Joey was just doing it as a bit. But one night, he used to do this thing when we were on nights out where he'd disappear and we'd just come home and he'd be in bed. There'd be like a kebab or whatever, like kebab stuff in the bin.
He's trying to stick a kebab up his ass.
Donner by Donner.
the chili sauce would fuck you up.
Yeah.
So he'd fucked off early one night and he was asleep upstairs and I'm putting like my food in the bin and I open the bin to put it in and there's just a fucking massive carrot in there with a Johnny on it.
Whoa.
So not only did he stick a carrot up his ass,
he didn't want to get pregnant.
But he didn't want any baby carrots. he just felt the need to stick her up his ass. That's so weird, that, isn't it? Why would he put the Johnny on it, though? That's the maddest thing to me.
I don't know. Maybe it was a bit like gnarled and chipped and he didn't want to scratch the inside of his ass.
Safe sex with a carrot.
Yeah, it's come from the ground. He's still got, you know,
he's still got standards.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want that soil in my shitty asshole.
One of the sickest videos I think I've ever seen is that guy who puts the glass jar up his ass.
One man, one
jar,
yeah. And
it shatters inside him. And blood just starts pissing out of his
ass. But when you see him, Aaron, it's like a close-up
shot.
Suddenly
my foot doesn't feel so bad.
It's a close-up shot. And when you see like the blood start pouring, he's just nonchalantly just pulling shards of glass out of his ass. And then because obviously that's like took your attention, then you start looking at the scene, you see he's got all scars on his legs and you're thinking, this isn't his first rodeo.
But he probably hadn't, the adrenaline is probably like similar to me with my foot, like because I can't even tell you that I just...
Oh yeah, it's all come back to the foot.
Yeah, I try and stick my foot up my own ass.
Yeah, I do, and then it shatters. It just shatters everywhere. But like I can't, it was genuinely mental that like you heard the crunch and I felt it, when it happened, it did hurt, but then immediately after it happened, there was no pain whatsoever. So that's probably happened to his ass. He's just pulling glass out of his ass, and there's nothing, there's no pain yet.
The sounds of it as well, it's like, you know, when you're rummaging through a change jar to find like a 50p or something,
mate. It's
that's
insane.
The noise that it's making him pulling glass out of his own ass. You're never going to have a shit again, ever. You're going to have to get some tube in your fucking body that sucks the shit out, because there's no way that's going to ruin his life. Just to stick a jar up his ass for like, what was it, 5 seconds?
But he didn't
even get a wank out of it. He didn't like put it up, have a wank and then
do it. I don't think this is what he wanted to be famous for.
He's spoke about on a podcast on
years later.
Like, just obviously like with anything sort of creative.
Showing his kids. Gather around, kid, you see that guy? That's your old man. Stuck a glass jar up his ass.
Like back
content.
In the day, they used to have like black and white video, like pictures of like the family.
Yeah.
He was handsome. Oh, fuck it, he was kinky.
That could have just been like the dodgy. He could be producing Dynamite content now, and that was just how we got his start. You look back at our first episodes.
Dynamite up his ass.
Our first episodes are ropey. They're our jar in the ass. We've grown.
Now you'd have to cucumber in the ass.
So it's a hard metaphor for that.
Carrot. Yeah.
All I'm saying is respect content creators. All right.
We're in the look protected at Naked carrot Martin area. Now.
If something like that happened to you though,
Jasper carrot here.
If something like that happened to you though, and you were, that's the worst insult you could have possibly given us.
You're in the Jasper carrot area of your podcast. There you go. Looking up.
The greatest.
He has a career resurgence. Didn't even Golden Balls. That could be what this is.
Okay.
You've had the rebrand. Now it's Golden Balls.
Yeah.
Off your balls.
You're on the
way up. You're giving Aaron an existential crisis.
Yeah. What was I talking about? If something happened to you, like he's filmed it because he wanted to film, like, you know, the glass on his ass, and then that's happened. Maybe you would post it. I'd love to have the footage of like my foot getting like bent in the wrong direction, just so I could zoom in and see it and be like, fucking hell, as if that happened.
See the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you put it on Instagram for your fans?
I probably would put it on Instagram. I don't know if, they'd appreciate it.
I'd always watch a video of a man getting his foot fucking mangled.
Yeah, I'd watch people get hurt, definitely, yeah.
People watch people getting hurt all the time. If you manage to get that footage in any way.
This is going
to
sound so sinister.
I'd put like a voice changer on it, so that, like, as it crunches, I go, ah! Oh, no!
That's how he's blending it, a voice changer. It's just, that's actually the noise that was made.
Yeah, everyone else in the everyone else reacts, but in their normal voice. I'm like, I only put it on that bit. Honest.
I think you're being... So you've just sprained it, haven't you? That's what the thing is.
Yeah, and just for context, he said that often that can hurt more than a break.
Well, I think you're a big old pussy boy, because I've...
Now he's the bigot.
Me? Yeah. But, well, how's that bigoted?
Kicking
pussy
in
boy.
Your face with your massive because foot.
I'd call you a dick as an insult, and I'll call you a pussy as an insult, because I'm an equal opportunity insultist.
Right, is that a word? A dick is someone that's a dick, but a pussy is derogatory in the sense
a dick is derogatory also.
Yeah, listen, I've not finished. A pussy is derogatory in the sense that they're not as strong.
That's why it's insulting. Pussies are boss, aren't they?
Yeah, so thank you for calling me a pussy boy bitch, because that means I'm sound. And you'd love to be inside me.
Yeah. Closing statements. Pussies are boss.
Yeah,
that's
boss,
the name of the episode.
You know, like, to shag in that. They are just fucking boss, aren't they? Feel sick. Like, not to look at or smell or anything like that, but just to shag them. Feel fucking great. I love being straight, you know. I know gay people are like, oh, I love being gay, and that's fine. But I also love being straight because pussies are boss.
Keep going.
And you know what? If you're like me,
Adam Tate.
Why don't you reach out? Why don't we go on the pull together? Get some pussy. Yeah. You must have some fucking autistic fans who go out for a drink with me.
Get on the bus to me mum's.
See my new friend.
Go to Bootle.
Yeah, go to Bootle with me. We're going to pull.
Shoot some features.
But the reason I call you a pussy, though, is because I've sprained my feet countless times. It's part of me
weird
club
flex.
Foot. Yeah, and it's sound.
Do you not think... Okay,
I step off a curb and sprain my feet.
I know what you're getting at. Do you not think there is different levels of sprains?
Yeah, and I've had them all.
Right.
A to Z, lad.
The same foot or both?
Both, mate. I have fucking equal opportunity first.
Okay. So what are you saying? Make your point.
That you're a fanny and I'm solid. Right.
I would argue that's not a conclusion that any of us came
to. I think that's great. This is like year 7 to a podcast, isn't it? I think your mum's fat and gay. Oh, yeah? Well, I think you stink as shit. Anyway, let's go. We got science.
Oh, fanny's boss.
That's great. This should be a podcast where everyone just acts like a fucking year 7.
Yeah.
I think that's what we've been doing.
You have fingers again and smelt your finger.
I asked before, what's the weirdest object? You're fucked and everyone just changed the subject.
You're obsessed with us answering this question.
Well, it's just a weird question to ask and not get an answer. The listeners will be going,
it's a weird question to hear repeatedly.
I don't think they will be doing that.
Why has it? Why
I think largely they've switched off. As soon as you said you're a pussy by a bitch, I was like, nah, I don't listen to podcasts that are inaccurate.
I'm toxically masculine. I don't get this. Is not toxic masculinity.
I dare Liam insult Daddy Aaron. That's what one of them will be thinking.
That's it.
Get your foot back out, Aaron.
And then his mum will bang on the wall and say, stop using the internet. You know, it makes you wank uncontrollably. I have to come in and fucking spray with a fire hydrant. I don't know. I'd love to meet actual podcast fans. I wonder what they look like. Have you ever met any of your fans from this show? Are they normal people?
That's the maddest thing.
He was all right.
No, yeah, we've met a few of them. Like, yeah,
are they just normal people? Are they? That's cool, isn't it?
Some of them are a bit.
Does that ever worry you that you might get a psycho being a fan of the show?
No, because I do stand up, and there's worse like stand up fans than podcast fans, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. You know. I feel like podcast fans feel like they could talk to you for longer because they've listened to you like have a conversation with people. So they're like, oh, I'll just do that with them. Whereas weird stand-up fans are just like, oh, that was great.
But I think because they listen to you so much, you're able to mold them in so that like they're not going to come up and be like, do you get heckled? Because we spoke about it. You know what I mean? Mm. And they know that question's stupid.
Right.
Whereas like just stand-up fans that are just like, they go to the Chuckle Fuck Factory or something like that.
Sounds boss. Yeah. I want to go to
Chuckle Fuck Factory.
Like I'll have a triple Chuckle Fuck Factory, please. Sounds like a big old ice cream, that. I want one.
Does it?
Does, yeah. It does to me.
Based on what?
I don't know. Factory bar.
The fact he likes ice cream. He was thinking about it.
Right now, yeah. If we've learned anything about me today, I like my dick, I like pussies, and I like ice cream.
That's why his feet are gone.
And just
diabetes. Taking it. One toe at a time. I wonder what Jasper Carter's doing right now.
Can I tell you about my A&E experience? So I got there.
God bless the NHS, by the way.
Yeah.
They took care of me yesterday. Yeah. In and out in an hour. But I called up 111.
Palmed you right off, to be honest.
Why is he nagging me the whole way through this podcast? I'm clearly feeling look a little so like, bit sad. Do you know what I mean?
Like, you're like a little wilted flower.
Yeah.
And he's just... hurts. Do you get Beth to look after you?
I've been...
I'm like that, to be
like,
fair.
It started to feel better late last night and I started fucking throwing myself down the stairs. It's, yeah, just make sure that she looks after me.
For like accidentally slipping.
Ow! What's happened? I was literally just laying in bed. Like, she comes running in. Are you okay? No. I need to see your tits again.
Oh. I was going to say I need a hug. You were like, I need to see your tits. It's the only way I'll feel better.
I love tits. Yeah. Pussy's a boss.
Yeah, the three of us are the most beta. Like, this is the most beta toxic masculinity podcast I've ever seen. Like, I hate football, but I love tits.
Yeah, this is where it comes out, because betas have to be toxic sometimes.
Yeah.
We can't. Well, then, I don't know. Maybe you, but I don't think you're a beta.
Aaron's a beta, mate.
I don't know.
Aaron's a beta, master's an alpha, which is worse.
I think he's just.
Why am I being a tit?
He's a beta, he's master's crippled. An alpha. What alpha am I, master's? Yeah, that's what am true. I doing an impression of? Fucking Dan Bilzerian, Andrew Tate, Joe Rogan. I'm a perfect blend of the three of them.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah.
Who am I masking myself?
Why
after?
Do you think he's not a beta?
Not a beta. Yeah.
Because I get pussy.
Yeah, you're just a bit too fucking tall and handsome and aware of that. You know what I mean?
Heard this.
If you're a bit more insecure.
I don't think he's just...
I am quite insecure.
Yeah, I don't think he's aware of it.
Not enough for you to be a beta. You need to be more insecure to be a beta. You're literally whatever fucking...
I'm insecure about how not beta I am.
I know, you're getting angry.
Why can't I be beta?
Yeah, shut up.
Why can't I be fucking gullible and sad?
Is that what I am?
Nah, you're just a bit too
cool. Is that what you think of me?
Oh, no, not you. See, and that's how easy it is.
Yeah,
it's
easy.
It's a lie.
It's a
beta.
Yes,
yeah, they believe whatever you tell them.
Yeah, you're right. I'm fucking... I'm
I think
alpha.
You're, I don't know about alpha, no. I think you're just a step below alpha, but a step above beta.
If you'd have seen my cock yesterday, you'd have thought I was a full beta.
Until it disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so pathetic, man. I've never seen anything like it. Like, I know I keep circling back to it, but, like, it was special.
I'd ask you to draw a picture, but it'll just make me sad as it resembles my normal knob all the time.
Like, did you trace around mine? Why are you showing me a photo of my own penis? Oh, wait, it's a drawing of yours.
Did you take that?
I'm so sorry.
Why is it under the desk in here?
Who took that? That'd be funny. Look at this picture of a tiny dick.
At least put a filter on it. Do something. I just called 111 as she ran through like a database of questions. And if anyone's rang, have you guys rang 111 before?
I have.
They ask you every question in the world. And she actually says at the start, like, some of them aren't going to be relevant. But like, just if you just answer them as honestly, it's easier for us to assess you. So like straight away, like, I bear in mind, I've told her my symptoms already. Like, I've already mentioned what's wrong with me. I've got a sore foot. I'm elevating it. It's really swollen. I can't bear weight on it. Right away, she's like, and you know, how are your teeth? Like, that's genuinely how stupid the questions become. Like, yeah. They just like
they make you feel stupid too.
Yeah, and like at one point she goes, Beth sat next to me on the couch together, and she goes, "Do you feel anxious, nauseous, stressed, or agitated?" And Beth just like burst out laughing immediately, as if to be like, "What?" I mean, that would be weird if he doesn't. Like, that's the anomaly, like, in this situation. Like, if he no longer feels that way, then, yeah, like, just agitated.
She'd have drove you in.
Yeah, yeah. She did, actually. Beth took me down to A&E.
Did she?
Yeah.
She's a good
egg. Did she carry you in?
She didn't, no.
Yeah, booted the door down.
Let love lift up where we belong.
I imagined over the shoulder for some reason.
She gave it to a doctor.
Was that on his tiny little dick, the kiss?
Hey!
No, you said it!
Hey!
For you.
It wakes up like a myth.
She coughs.
The song gets louder.
Love lived us that way. And then I went into A&E and it was exactly what you imagine older May and A to be.
Oh,
mate. There was a woman
full
in
of fitties,
yeah. Yeah.
Lads.
Yeah, full of fucking talent.
I went in, I put my arms on it, it's just like, pussy's a boss.
Got a round of applause.
Yeah. Like, ooh, 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 ooh. Started a chant.
Logan one arm, he's like, yeah, he's fucking right. Yeah.
Just nearly spat water. It's right, girl.
It's right.
Such a scout fucking
it
sentence.
Right. It's harsh, that, isn't it?
Two words.
It works for everything as well. Right.
But I went in and there was a woman in a wheelchair and she was literally like the exact opposite of somebody you would want to see in a hospital. When everyone, like, you're surrounded by sick people, proper like, yeah, you walk away. Walk away then. Just walk away. I'm not even asked. Why? And like, it was constant. And like, it's literally, there's a kid right next to us whose parents brought her in and said she just fell down the stairs. Like, we need to like check her out real good. And like, she's like crying next to us. And this woman's just like, yeah, walk away then. Just walk away. And like, going absolutely mental. And you're just like, I hope they see us quickly. And I genuinely believe that that's maybe why they saw me quickly. Because if I was a nurse or a doctor, she's going to the back of the list.
Yeah, no, sure. No. You want to get them out?
No. Because you need, like, you're going to be at that hospital anyway.
Yeah,
like, just let her get more irate. I couldn't give a fuck, mate. Like, if you're going to speak to me like that, you're going to the back of the queue. I don't care that you've had a heart attack. You're going to the back of the queue.
I think that's how customer service is like. That's good customer service, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
When, like, you're a cunt.
When the lad comes in that's just like, oh, I've hurt my foot, actually. It's really sore. It's impossible to get an x-ray. Yeah, absolutely. No worries. You can have an x-ray. Her there that doesn't have a kids, she's not allowed anything.
Yeah.
Horrible she was.
When you see people like that out in the wild, it's probably a terrible sentence to say.
Like Pokemon.
I don't want to catch that.
Someone running into it with an A and he's like, 6 meters away!
She's just level three cracker.
What's she evolve into, or is that the final form?
Would crackheads evolve into smackheads, or would smackheads evolve into crackheads? That's a tough one. What would you start with, smack or crack?
Smackhead used rage. It was fairly successful.
Yeah. So, no, that's crackhead. Smackhead can only use sleep.
That okay.
An actual Pokemon reference and an accurate drug abuse reference.
Right, yeah, we all had fun.
Not annoyed with that. Love Pokemon growing up. Who's your favourite Pokemon growing up?
Who's that? Who's favourite Pokemon growing up or favourite Pokemon now?
Oh, you got one now?
Yeah, it's the same one.
Oh, okay. Who is it?
It's got to be Charizard, mate.
Charizard.
Big, fiery.
Big dragon.
Lizard. What about you?
Mine is coughing and wheezing, right? Because coughing is just this ball, and he uses like toxic attacks, so he's meant to be like, you know, a poison ball of gas, and he's got this big smile on his face, and when he says his name, he sounds really happy. He goes like, coughing! Like, he's dead happy.
Right.
And then he evolves into wheezing, and when you evolve, you're meant to become a superior version of what you were, but if you look at wheezing, it's this miserable, like, polluted, diseased, horrible thing with this, like, fetus attached to it, like a smaller version of itself, and it just goes...
Kill me.
And I find that contrast so funny that it evolves and it's miserable and in pain all the time.
It's like the reflective of humans.
Yeah, it's like it's like just a UK just like perspective, isn't it? When you're a child, you've got all this love and you can't, like, you're just excited to be an adult, and then you become an adult, you're just like, yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's why I like it, because it's like being a human.
Yeah.
So when I was coughing, that was when I was a child and I was happy. Coughing.
And then you got molested by your Uncle David.
Or, you know, evolved, as he put it. And then I became wheezing.
Wheezing.
Yeah.
I bet you were. Fucks the back of your throat so hard, you're like...
That's why it sounds like that, yeah. So they're my favourite Pokemon.
But you did catch them all as well. STDs, that.
Do you like Pokemon?
Or getting fucked by my uncle now. No, I never liked that.
Did you like Pokemon?
Oh, yeah.
Did you? Growing up?
He poked me. I'm all right. Guys?
Tell us your Pokemon, lad.
Let love lift up where we belong.
We did that at the exact same time.
I thought he was guiding you. Like, comment, subscribe, baby. Get on the algorithm. Get this shit popping. Can I say shit?
I don't know.
I'll put it in the middle of the episode. It'll be sound. Give us a 5-star review. Anything you can to help support the podcast. Me and Aaron, we'd really appreciate it, wouldn't we, mate?
We would. We'd also appreciate if you give us a little follow on our socials. Recently changed it with the rebranded. It's now at Off Your Chest Cast on absolutely everything. Give us a little follow on there. We'd really, really appreciate it, wouldn't we? We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, of course we would.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
Please. Seriously, please. Just do it.
Seriously. I can't wait for the algorithm. Please.
Get it done. just to sort of stick with the dick theme of the episode. I've got an Am I the Arsehole from Reddit. That is,
while you do it, can you sound as enthused as you are now?
I'm really bad at multitasking, so I'm trying to announce it whilst gathering it.
Whilst reading it.
Whilst skimming it.
Yeah, while getting it, yeah.
From the top, go on.
So, am I the arsehole for drawing attention to a friend's bulge? So, I-18 female.
Beth sent this in last night. My lack thereof bulge. I'm the arsehole for pointing out that my boyfriend didn't have a bulge.
So, I-18.
His foot's got a bulge.
That's all it's all about.
All me cocks in me foot.
All about his foot.
All me cocks in me foot. That's an amazing phrase. Sorry, love, all me cocks in me foot.
You've heard a foot in your mouth, or have you heard a cock in foot? Put me cock in it. He's trying so hard to.
No, it's just I'm really bad at multitasking. I don't know why I do these tasks.
Funny.
So, I-18.
Imagine that's the phrase you use when somebody says something out of context is a bit wrong. Oh, you've got to put your cock in it.
He's got to put his foot.
Wow, that's what the detective said to the McCanns. When he first said that their daughter's gone missing. So, well, you put your cock in it now, love.
God rest her soul.
Yeah, she is definitely dead. I mean, you hope. Jesus, she's still alive. She must be going through.
It just really made me laugh.
Like how you're apologising for laughing on the podcast.
Well, I touched his leg.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to be his uncle.
So, am I the arsehole for drawing attention to a friend's bulge?
Yes.
I forgot we were still on this.
Yeah. I-18 female. I-18 female had a little bit of a house party. Look.
Wow.
We've done a full episode. I can save this. No. Do you want me to save it?
No, do it now, because we've teed it up too much. Oh, fucking hell. He just has this way.
You need to stop thinking about that poor girl.
Am I the arsehole for drawing attention to a friend's bulge? I-18 female had a little bit of a house party. Wasn't that many people, just close friends. We have a hot tub and a guy friend of mine stood up in the hot tub. I'm not a weirdo or anything, but his bulge was quite clearly on the bigger end and a shower, to say the least. I was a bit drunk and started making comments about how he shouldn't be allowed in public pools, and I even compared him to Drake. He actually ended up getting mad at me because when I made those comments, people started laughing and looking at his bulge. But surely people were looking at it anyway and were not saying anything until I did. I've never heard of a guy being annoyed at people saying his dick looks big. If it was a social norm for that to be an insult and not a compliment, I'd get it. But in actual fact, it's the opposite. It just had unintended consequences. Am I the asshole?
No.
Just because...
that guy's a fanny.
Yeah, but also, no, but her reasoning's stupid, because just because some people might have been looking at the fat person for being fat doesn't mean you can then go up to him and be like, you fat cunt. Just because I had the balls to say it. Yeah. And I said, everyone was looking at you anyway because you're so big and fat.
No, like, but the difference is like between it, something that's insulting and something that's a compliment. So if someone looks muscular and you're like, hey, fucking abs on you, lad. Like, I said it to my mate's brother on my stag do. He took his top off. I was like, fucking hell, lad, I didn't know you were built like Hugh Jackman. I want to shag you. That's a compliment.
Why did he take his top off?
We were getting changed for an activity.
We were
getting in the hot tub.
What was the activity?
Shagging.
I love that. There's a stag do activity. We've got football, tennis, shagging.
Yeah, yeah. It's on the checklist on the shirt.
Yeah, we're going to do the escape room. And then, you got your nicknames on the back of it. Yeah.
But no, I think, like, why would anyone get upset? It's weird, isn't it? Because when you think about a girl in that position, if someone was like, haven't you got big tits? Everyone starts looking at it. You see it as like lechy and like insulting, and that person would be in the wrong. But when it's a man, as a man who wishes he had a dick that people were astonished by in a hot tub. I'm
more concerned that his dick was so big in a hot tub. Mine just disappears. It's 30 degrees in there, Matt.
Just disintegrates in the heat.
It just goes. It's gone. It's so like a snowman.
Puff of smoke.
That's how much.
Watch for like the bubbles
there. The end of The Usual Suspects. He's like, that.
You keep referencing movies I've not seen.
I get the reference, Kat. Yeah.
Wow.
Kevin Spacey. I don't support it.
He's not.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan.
Not him.
Not his accent.
He is in it. The moment he shagged that young boy.
Yeah, didn't he try it on with... I'm sure... told me that Kevin Spacey tried to fucking get into his hotel room.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this. So maybe we leave it.
Just blank it out. Or just sue me. I've got nothing.
You mean Kevin or... going to sue you?
Either. Needs the money more, I guess. Kevin's not worked for a while. Yeah. But that's yeah, a lot sure of bleeps. He told me once that he tried to get him to go to a hotel room with him. I'm not saying he tried to touch him inappropriately, but I'm saying he definitely told me that he was trying to I've got a hotel room upstairs. We should go up and work on scripts together and shit like that. Yeah. Like, nah, you're just trying to shag me. Yeah.
Fucking hell. Anyway, move on, because that was a lot of bleeps.
Okay. I'd have gone, though.
What, to see what he'd do?
Yeah, I just really? Gone. Well, obviously, hindsight's 2020, and you don't know.
There might have been more of them up there. You know what I mean? Spielberg fucking jumps out the closet.
Bryan Singer.
Yeah, Bryan Singer crawls out from under the bed. That'd be terrifying, wouldn't it? Oh, like that bit in Arachnophobia.
Have you seen X-Men 2?
Arachnophobia? When he's sat, you see the spiders coming out from behind the picture on the wall. That'd be like all the nonsense coming out of the room in the hotel. Out the woodwork. Yeah. He looks so young as Rosie.
The whole time he's like, don't worry, they're more scared of you than you are of it. That's it. Just like consoling him.
Get a glass. Yeah. Big fuck off glass.
Piece of paper.
Get a spacey underneath it. Why do you have a spacey underneath a massive glass?
Make sure there's Vaseline in the glass. And a picture of Riley Reid.
Hey, he should be shot though, shouldn't he? Someone should just shoot him. Yeah, why not? And Kevin Spacey, someone should just kill him, eh?
Do you reckon?
Yeah, someone should just shoot him in the foot.
Yeah.
More people need to be killed.
Yeah. Okay, good. That sound demonetization got as if we had it anyway. Right, should we wrap this up? Sick.
Hold on, Dick Bulge thing. Do you think being a pussy, or do you think he's...
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's not the worst thing in the world. Unless he knows it's all balls.
I mean, maybe...
Oh, that! Imagine that. If she's going, you've got the biggest dick. You've got a massive dick, and you know deep down all that balls. It's tiny, it's and balls. You've got the biggest
all
sack.
Balls.
Yeah, maybe. I get it. Now I'm on his side. Actually, you just sold
I don't
me.
Know. I'd still be happy. I think the only reason I'd be annoyed is if there were, proper munters who were, peering at me. I'd be like, well, yous two can fuck off. The rest
pretty
of us
privilege.
Can fuck off. Turn away. Just get a card, put it in front of their faces. I want them
me
to see
and
this
just
bulge.
Turn around in the hot tub, not allowed to look anymore.
No, I wouldn't be bothered about blokes looking, because I'm straight, so I don't give a shit if blokes look. But I'm not having an ugly woman looking at me, bulge.
Pretty gay thing, to be honest. I'm straight, so don't mind if men fuck me.
Yeah, men can stare at me dick all they want, but an ugly woman, turn your eyes that way, madam. This is not for you.
Anyway, let's try this.
Next time he's going to come on the podcast with a t-shirt that just says pussy is boss. Just talking the most masculine guest we've ever had.
If you're new to the podcast and you're watching, because Adam's on, then thanks, we appreciate it. And we do a section at the end called Off Your Chest, where we invite the guest or a listener or anyone really to get something off their chest. So Adam, have you got anything you want to get off your chest?
I don't know.
Pure dicks.
Yeah. I don't know. On his chest. Have people done this in the past on past shows?
Yeah, you've done it in the past. So the last one was Cam said that he went into a shop and stole a packet of munchies to impress a girl. But I don't think you want to pull that thread, really.
Off your chest can be something you want to...
Huh?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
I don't.
Mate.
What?
I literally messaged you saying don't fucking bring that up.
We'll cut it, don't worry.
Oh yeah, that makes it fine, does it? For fuck's sake.
What?
Do you know who's going to bring that up?
Bring what up?
Is this why you brought me on? fuck with me.
No, I genuinely...
That's what it feels like.
You got biscuits and tea.
Why the fuck did you...
I didn't think you'd be that thingy about it, mate.
I was to fucking message you in advance and say don't reference it.
Reference.
Has pissed me off. Now we've got to do this Patreon episode and I've got to sit here with you.
Yeah, I guess.
And you'll love it.
No, I think I'll fuck off. Genuinely fucking pissed off at that.
Seriously?
Literally, all I said was just don't bring that up. That's the only thing I wanted. He still did it.
Are you going to walk back to Liverpool?
Yeah, I'm going to get the train. Sorry.
What the fuck?
So, yeah, if you're a big fan of Adam, what's his tag?
He's gone. You know what I'm referencing?
No, you're actually referencing something?
Yeah.
No, you're not. I thought it was a bit.
No, I swear to God.
What?
Callum Oakley mentioned to me recently he'd been stealing from people in green rooms.
No,
I'm genuinely serious. He stole from, I can't remember who it was, but Callum told me last time I saw him. He's like, not really, he doesn't gig in Liverpool much anymore.
You're chatting shit.
I'm genuinely serious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he doesn't gig in Liverpool anymore. He's like, it's a big, sore subject. He did message me, but I just said it, because he messaged me, I thought he'd just be...
Do you want me to call him?
I guess.
Yeah. All right, turn it off.
No, I mean, just fucking... I don't know.
Oh, mate, I had no idea.
Yeah, he's apparently he stole from somebody in a green room, and it's like a, he's like denies it, but it was only him in the green room, and the fucking like money out of her purse went missing. Genuinely serious.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I don't know what we do.
Well, we'll just have to, I think we leave doing a Patreon. I can come back some other time this week. We'll record two because we need to get one ahead anyway. We can wrap it up. I'll give him a call.
I mean, he seemed annoyed at you as well, to be fair.
Yeah, I know, but I had no idea. I thought it was a bit.
Yeah, but good luck convincing him of that. Yeah. Should we ask him? Adam, do you want to come in?
You fucking rat.
This is going out on April 1st.
Are you being fucking sick, mate? I shit a brick then. I felt so awkward. I like you, you twat. I don't anymore. Do you know what as well? He told me that and I was like, I still want him to be my mate. I'm going to call him and make sure he's all right. Fucking hell, man.
Wow, that works a lot better than I thought it would. That was well done. I didn't think you'd go for that.
No, I didn't either.
It's too good for me to ask for it to be cut as well. I'm
did you really go for it?
I'm going to storm off
that's
now!
That's the clip. Of course he's not being cut.
Jesus Christ. Did you really fall for it, yeah?
For a second, yeah. Wow.
Well done, both of us.
Yeah, I was like, I thought that was the front door, not the bog.
Well, it was.
Yeah, now he's looking at me like, you think that of me?
No, it's I had to piss outside.
Just pissed on the hallway.
Just pissed on the hallway. Came back
on
in.
My car. I almost turned it off and everything. He was telling me not
you
to.
You did say.
Yeah, I know. I knew.
I had my phone now ready to call. Yeah. I was like, oh, he's going to... I want him getting the train. Oh, lad.
See, I said that as well. I said he might not want me to go back alone.
I've never felt so simultaneously relieved and embarrassed. You pieces of shit. And what is wrong with me that I think this is boss for the podcast, but I'm gutted about how much of a bellend I look. Thanks for watching, everyone.
Yeah, you were done over by stage school levels of acting. Fucking Aaron.
I was like, that's a bit, that.
Plug your...
Yeah,
plug.
I did hear you say that. I did just, this is a bit, and then I heard you say something that seemed to convince you. That was fun. That was worth the 2 hours that Spencer's on the phone figuring out what to do.
Plug your social media and we'll wrap this up and then we'll do the Patreon episode.
Follow me on Instagram, at Rush of Laughter, and follow me on TikTok, at Five Pence Change Podcast. Cheers, thank you.
You're such a dickhead. Give us 3 things that you hate.
In general, just that I hate.
Just 3 things that you hate.
Spiders. War. No pussy.
So to sum up, pussy's a boss and spiders aren't.
When there's no pussy, though, I hate that.
If you enjoyed this episode of Adam, we're about to record the Patreon episode, so get on that. It starts at £3 a month, and it'll be out on Thursday. The Thursday following, maybe? Who knows? I don't know. But it'll be out. Get on the Patreon. Patreon.com/offyourchestcast. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries.